From the seat of a small plane flying over northwest New Mexico, you can see America's energy transition happening in real time.
We're heading towards the San Juan Solar Project.
That's Mike Eisenfeld of the environmental group San Juan Citizens Alliance, pointing at rows and rows of black rectangles planted in bone-dry earth.
It's the biggest project going right now, economically.
Bigger than the strip mines and the two enormous coal-fired power plants that are nearby. Eisenfeld was in that plane to witness the demolition of one of those plants while member station KSUT's Adam Burke was on the ground.
From detonation to dust, it takes just a minute to demolish smokestacks.
It just flew on the side of my car there, Dan.
And about an hour before explosion time, dozens of contract workers in trucks and cars roll into a dirt lot to watch the industrial carnage.
So I'm going to do a loud verbal 10-9-8-7-6.
Rodrigo Roman is an explosives expert with the demolition team.
And I'm going to whisper 5-4-3-2-1. He's going to yell fire in the hole. He pushes the buttons, you hear a click, and then it's game on.
The San Juan Generating Station burned its last load of coal 2 years ago, but this is a symbolic and emotional moment for former employees, especially Navajo workers. And everyone here is gazing up at the 400-foot concrete cylinders bathed in yellow morning sunlight one last time.
5 minute warning!
But at least one Navajo woman found the moment too heavy to bear.
I didn't attend the demolition because I probably cry.
I meet with Christina Aspis in a nearby town. She's lived in the area her whole life.
And knowing all that I know of how many jobs lost, the impacts that I'm seeing as a school board member to our district, going to this demolition, I don't think that would have been good for my whole being.
Aspis's family history is embedded with the coal economy here. Her earliest memories of this power plant come from when she was a kid.
It was just someplace we dropped my dad off at work. He was a welder, but he helped build that power plant.
Grandfathers, uncles, and aunts worked at power plants and coal mines across the region, and eventually she joined them as a utility worker in one of the mines.
When they told me how much I was making, I thought I was rich.
Decades later, she's a journeyman electrician at Navajo Mine and a union member. Her income supports dozens of family members.
It provided for me and my daughter, and I'm connected to four different clans, and my wealth is not accumulated to myself. When I hear of ceremony or other things going, I help with food, groceries, cash.
In the span of a decade, thousands of middle-class Navajo people have lost jobs connected to the coal economy. Many have moved out of state. New Mexico labor data shows displaced energy workers are making nearly $30,000 less a year on average since the San Juan power plant closed in 2022.
What industry do we bring in here immediately to make up the tax revenue that's lost?
1 minute warning. 1 minute warning.
On the morning of the demolition, another Navajo woman is parked on the road outside the gates of the San Juan Generating Station.
I wanted to witness it with my own eyes.
Eloise Brown also has childhood memories of the power plant.
We've been working on this for a long, long time, and I was very, very excited to see this.
As an adult, she became concerned about the haze of air pollution all over the reservation.
It didn't look safe. How could you have a healthy life if you have a lot of smoke?
Brown became an anti-coal activist in December 2006 after she learned a former Navajo Nation president was backing a new coal-fired power plant in the region. She drove to the site, she started ripping out survey flags, and then she blocked a construction truck using her car.
I went off the road, and I went right in front of him. He had to stop. He had no choice. He was a huge guy. He was like looking at me and just yelling at me. And I said, I don't care what the Navajo Nation president told you. He has no right to do what he did without informing us. So you're not coming through.
Brown fought the project until it fizzled in 2009.
In our Navajo way of life, you don't mess with Mother Earth. You don't mess with the resources inside.
For more than 75 years, Navajo people, who call themselves Diné, have forged a complex relationship with coal. Since the 1960s, utilities have burned coal here. The electricity went to Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Phoenix, and Albuquerque. Diné sociologist and historian Andrew Curley says some Navajo people see this story as a kind of colonialism.
How these non-native communities, especially white communities, prey upon Diné people and resources, replicating a pattern of colonial marginalization and dispossession that goes back more than 100 years.
Curley's book, Carbon Sovereignty, explores the Navajo relationship with coal. And many Diné workers he interviewed said their labor in the coal industry was meaningful.
It became a source of empowerment. It was a form of identity building between workers at a site.
In the 1970s, Navajo workers and elected officials began to leverage their sovereignty.
Our tribal leaders started to renegotiate royalty rates with extractive companies operating in Indian country to give more money back to the tribe and give more rights to Diné laborers.
As coal declines and new resources power the grid, Curley says those replacement industries are not supporting Navajo workers the way coal did.
Oil, gas, solar, wind, we're not seeing the same type of benefit to workers within any other kind of energy. And they're not getting that social mobility through coal work that we in the social sciences were able to demonstrate existed.
For activist Eloise Brown, the demolition was a long time coming.
I felt chills come down my whole body, and I was telling my family, what a great way to start your morning. What a blessing.
Coal mine electrician Christina Aspis watched a video of the implosion later that day on social media.
And it just brought back memories. My childhood, my dad, my mom.
She posted a few words online to honor the generations of Navajo workers who have labored in coal.
We took them for granted. I just wanted to let them know that I remember you.
Here we go! 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
The giant columns seemed to fall in slow motion, concrete dissolving into air. From detonation to dust, it takes less than a minute to demolish smokestacks. It will take years, maybe decades, for Navajo communities to come to terms with what they've gained and what's been lost. For NPR News, I'm Adam Burke.
And you can see a video of the demolition of the smokestacks on our website, npr.org.